Larson. From Lee Comp Park in bright and sunny Bradenton, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, Blue Jays will play for a series win as it's game number 4 of a 6-game set between the Jays and the Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Hey, everybody, it's Larry Larson in with you. Glad you could join us on your Friday night on a beautiful night for baseball in Florida. Glad you're with us in time for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. Blue Jays are 22-21 in the second half, 56-53 overall this season. Winners of 3 straight here this week over the Marauders. So if the Blue Jays win tonight, they clinch a series win. Bradenton comes into this one at 46-65. They are 17-28 in the second half of the season. Blue Jays 7 games out of a playoff spot with 31 games remaining here in the season. 21 games remaining in the season. It's flown by, hard to believe, just 21 left. Let's dive into last night's ball game for you because it was a thriller. There's a lot to recap. Blue Jays won 6-5, but not without a little bit of drama. It required a late comeback. Starting in the early going, the Blue Jays struck first, scoring on an error in the second inning. Carter Cunningham scoring from third base on a ball in the dirt. But that lead didn't last long for the Jays, as in the bottom of the second inning, Blue Jays starter Daniel Guerra loaded the bases with no outs, bounced back with 2 strikeouts, but with 2 outs, Will Taylor came to the plate and blasted a grand slam to left, and that put the Marauders up 4-1. Guerra bounced back soundly, though. He retired 13 of the final 14 batters he faced. He eventually went 6 innings, so a really strong bounce back from Guerra, the 20-year-old righty from Venezuela. That 4-1 deficit held until the 7th inning when the Blue Jays got back on the scoreboard thanks to Jaden Rudd. A 2-out RBI double made it 4-2. Blue Jays down by 2. Into the 8th, Blue Jays offense scored again to take the lead. The first 3 runners of the inning reached, starting with Arjun Namala's double. He advanced all the way to 3rd on an error on that same play, and then scored on a wild pitch to bring the Jays within 1. And then with a man on 3rd base, Sean Keyes came to the plate. The next 2-2 pitch on the way. Keyes drills it. This is deep to right. Torero's back. Goodbye. Sean Keyes with a laser beam. Go ahead. 2-run homer. Blue Jays take the lead in the 8th. So that made it 5-4, but the drama, of course, didn't stop there. In the bottom of the 8th inning, the Marauders clapped back as Will Taylor opened the inning with a walk, and then Johnny Severino doubled him home, made it 5-5. In the top of the 9th inning, Blue Jays offense jump-started once again as Nick Mitchell drew a 1-out walk. Aaron Parker kept the inning going with a 2-out single that moved Mitchell from 1st to 3rd. And that set up none other than Sean Keyes. Fresh off his first pro homer back in the 8th, he delivered again in the 9th. 2-0 pitch is lined into right, down for a hit. Mitchell scores from 3rd. Parker stops at 3rd. Sean Keyes in the clutch delivers the lead for the 2nd time tonight. Thankfully for the Jays, they didn't need Sean Keyes to come through for a 3rd time because the Blue Jays held on to this lead. J.J. Sanchez pitched the bottom of the 9th for his 3rd inning of relief and got out of it with a little bit more theatrics. He struck out 2, and rather he struck out 3, but left 2 runners on, left men on the corners to end the ball game thanks to a single and an error, but did not come back to haunt the Jays. They hung on for a 6-5 win. Heck of a ball game last night. Looking ahead to today with the pitching matchup. It features one pitcher making his single-A debut and another pitcher who has pitched a ton at this level. One of the great things about baseball always provides some kind of contrast. For the Blue Jays, it's Gilberto Bautista making his organizational and single-A debut after being acquired by the Red Sox in the deal that sent Danny Jansen the other way to Boston. Batista made a stateside debut with the Florida Complex League Club for Boston earlier this spring in 20 and two-thirds innings with the FCL Red Sox. He posted a 3.92 ERA. He'll be opposed by Carlos Jimenez, a guy who spent parts of the last three seasons here with Bradenton. Jimenez has been excellent as of late, including last week at St. Lucie. He threw five innings and did not allow an earned run while striking out five on just 69 pitches. Across his last six outings, Jimenez has thrown 22 and a third's innings and posted a 1.21 ERA. So Jimenez overall in the season has a 3.52 earned run average. He's been great so far here in the season, at least in the second half. So that's the pitching matchup tonight. Batista for the Jays, Jimenez for the Marauders. Today's pregame show guest on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show is fittingly Eddie Micheletti. We chatted with him yesterday before his day off, and he's back in the lineup tonight. We talked with him about his quick start as a pro and what's made him so comfortable here early in his time with the Jays. So without further ado, here's Eddie. We're now joined on the pregame show by another fresh face. It's Eddie Micheletti, one of the newest members of the Dunedin Blue Jays in 2024 Toronto draft class. Eddie, thanks for the time, and you've really been a spark in this DJ's lineup in the short time that you've been here. What do you think has allowed you to be so successful early?
I just think the culture that this team has, you know, just first day in the clubhouse, getting to know everyone, and, you know, everyone's got my back. We kind of joke around a lot and we have each other's back, and everyone's kind of just being their self. And, that's really helped me kind of jumpstart my, career here, is just being myself with my teammates and my coaches.
That's one thing I've really noticed is you seem very comfortable right now. Describe this group a little bit for me and how well you guys have been able to mesh, not just here, but also I'm sure at draft camp.
Yeah. You know, I think the Blue Jays do a fantastic job recruiting guys that not only are super talented, but just great human beings. You know, whether it's my roommates, you know, Sean Keyes or Colby Holcomb, the pitchers, or just meeting the new guys like Jaden Rudd and, you know, Braden Berry. It's just like everyone around there, you know, Duran, all those guys. We all just mesh together really well, and we welcome each other, and we're there for each other if something bad goes, something bad happens, et cetera.
Yeah, it seems like you're working on your salsa dancing with Edward.
Yeah. He's teaching me. I'm learning how to salsa dance, and I'm learning all the songs that they bring to the clubhouse as well, which I love.
How about your name? How many times have you heard that you've got the coolest name ever, Eddie Micheletti?
Yeah, my whole life. I mean, everyone's told me, like, that's a big league name, Eddie Micheletti. So, you know, I've heard it a couple times here, and I really enjoyed it. I'm very grateful to have the name Eddie Micheletti.
Seems like you've got one of the most, if not the most, outgoing personalities we've had here this year. Do you think you've gotten that from somebody maybe in your family, when your friends, have you always been this outgoing?
Yeah, you know, I think that's always kind of just been who I am. I've come from a big Italian family. You know, I love getting to know other people, and, you know, when I'm playing and I'm out in that field trying to win, I want to know who the guys are around me, you know, personally too, because I genuinely care for my team, and I want us to win. And I think winning culture starts with everyone getting to know each other. And so I make the first jump and, you know, try and reach out to everyone, and it goes from there. Yeah.
No doubt. Now, jumping back to your college career, one season at VT, three at George Washington. What was that transition like for you, going from the mid-major level to obviously Power 5?
Yeah, I mean, it was a big one, and I took a big risk in the transfer portal my junior year summer. And kind of the jump mostly was, you know, just facing kind of the bullpen arms that the other teams had. Obviously, the starters are fantastic, and the starters in mid-majors are also very good, but the depth and learning how to attack a certain type of pitcher that comes out of the bullpen and all these other things, the workload and stuff like that, that was the biggest jump for me, and I thought I did a great job doing that.
Now, what was VT like? Obviously, they've done a really nice job producing guys to move to the next level here lately. How much did they help you?
Yeah, Coach Sheff and Coach Elvin and Coach Tyson, Coach Hansen, they all kind of propelled me in certain ways. You know, Tyson helped me a lot with my outfield work. Coach Elvin really helped me with the mental side of hitting, approach-wise, mechanics too. He was always there for me. And Coach Sheff really just gave me a chance, and he was, you know, the first one of the coaches that I had in my career that had full trust in me and let me do what I needed to do. And so those guys really took a chance on me and helped me out a lot.
Favorite nickname you've picked up throughout your baseball career? I know you've got one good one from VT, but any other ones?
Yeah, so that one's Micheletti Ultra. I love that one. The other one is the Mick. A lot of people call me the Mick. Micheletti's a mouthful, and it's hard to spell. So a lot of people just say, Mick, what's up, you know? So Mick is my favorite.
Okay, I'll keep that one in the back of my head. Transitioning to the personal side of things, you know, for you away from the baseball field, you know, talking to Blue Jays fans here, what's one thing that you want them to know about you maybe off the baseball field?
Yeah, you know, I love spending time with my family, you know, when I'm home. I love doing that. I love hanging out with my friends outside the field. I'm getting into fishing. My roommate, Colby Holcomb, is a big fisher, so I'm getting into fishing. I love surfing. I love going to the beach. Yeah, I'm a great surfer. I used to surf up in Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah, I'm always, you know, I'm just very happy. You know, I try and be as happy as I can and bring positive energy to everyone, even off the field.
I think you've done that here. Eddie, appreciate the time, and good luck next time out.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was Blue Jays outfielder Eddie Micheletti in our chat from yesterday. Appreciate Eddie's time, and he's back in the lineup tonight, batting second and playing left. Blue Jays looking for a fourth straight win. Let's get you the rest of that starting lineup, and it starts with Nick Mitchell leading off and playing center. The aforementioned Micheletti will bat second and play left. Edward Duran will bat third and catch. Sean Keyes, last night's hero, 3 RBIs in the last 2 innings of the ballgame last night. Tonight, he'll bat cleanup and play third base. Juan Helaponte is out in right, batting fifth. Manny Beltre is the second baseman, hitting sixth. Jaden Rudd is the DH, and he'll bat seventh. Brock Tibbetts is over at first base, batting eighth. And J.R. Freethy rounds it out, batting ninth and playing shortstop. Those are the Jays. These are the homestanding Bradenton Marauders, starting with Deuce Gorson, the DH. Yordani De Los Santos is the shortstop, batting second. Ethan Leger makes his single-A and pro debut tonight, batting third and playing third base. Axial Plaz is the DH, doing the catching. Andrew Patrick will play center and bat fifth. Emmanuel Torero is out in right, hitting sixth. Derek Berg is over at first base, hitting seventh. Javier Rivas is the second baseman, batting eighth. And Braylon Bishop will bat ninth and play left. If the Blue Jays win tonight, it's their first 4-game win streak since June 30th through July 3rd. It's been a while, but this team is hot right now. Can they keep it up? We'll find out soon. First pitch coming up next here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. On a beautiful but breezy night in Bradenton. We're moments away from baseball. It's the fourth game of a six-game series between Dunedin and the Bradenton Marauders. Blue Jays have won three straight, trying to catch up to first-place Fort Myers in the second-half playoff race. As it stands tonight, Blue Jays trail Fort Myers by seven games in the Florida State League West second-half standings with 21 games remaining. Blue Jays ready to square off against Carlos Jimenez, the right-hander from Venezuela for Bradenton. Jimenez, 22 years old, has a 3.52 ERA and 61 and a third innings of work this season with the Marauders. He'll square off against Nick Mitchell to start the ball game. Mitchell led off last night, went 1-for-4 with a walk and two strikeouts in the Blue Jays' comeback win, their third straight victory here this week. First pitch to the lefty. It's called strike on a fastball, and we are underway at 6:31 Eastern Time. Thanks for joining us on your Friday night. A lot of places you could be. Glad you're spending some time with us. 0-1. Mitchell swings and fouls it back. Up over the screen, off to our left. Quickly 0-2. Mitchell playing his seventh game in his time with the Jays after making his pro debut last week. He's 7-for-24. That's a .292 average. 0-2. Changeup misses high. One ball, two strikes. Jimenez throws a fastball, changeup, curveball mix. No slider for him. Somewhat of a rarity these days. From the stretch, he throws, and Mitchell hops it slowly to the second baseman, Rivas. He feels it cleanly, throws to first in time, and that's out number one in the first. Base is empty. Here's Eddie Micheletti. Micheletti, the left-handed batter, had yesterday off. He has been swinging a hot stick for the Blue Jays. His short time after his debut last week. First pitch from the righty Jimenez. Right, curveball misses down. Check swing, appeal, no swing, says the field umpire Caden Titchener. Chad Lagana is the home plate umpire, calling balls and strikes for himself tonight. It is the ABS challenge system. 1-0, a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike on Micheletti, who so far this week is 2-for-5 with an RBI and three walks in two games. 1-1 offer. Micheletti bends his knees and carefully watches a fastball miss outside. Two balls, one strike. Micheletti overall in his six games, hitting .400. 2-1. Wave and a miss. He was way out in front of the change of pace from Jimenez. Two balls, two strikes. Jimenez leans on his fastball over half the time, but that changeup is his primary off-speed offering. And opponents are hitting sub-100 against it. It's an excellent pitch. 2-2. Micheletti lays off that same changeup downstairs. It's full now, 3-2. No score, just getting started. Top of the first. Micheletti in a slightly open stance from the left side. Pretty upright. Waits on the payoff from Jimenez. It's smashed on the ground, right back to Rivas. Fields it cleanly again and throws to first in time. Two up, two down. 2 4-3 putouts for Rivas, a shortstop by trade, playing second base tonight for Bradenton. Base is empty for Edward Duran. He's 0-for-7 this week. He has walked twice, but this week has really slowed his roll. 0-for-17 in his last five games. Righty on righty, first pitch is a hopper up the middle, and forget that hitless streak. It's a single to center for Edward Duran. On the first pitch he sees tonight, he ambushes a fastball. The Blue Jays have a two-out base runner. That extends the inning for Sean Keyes. I think Edward wanted to get that hit out of the way pretty quick. Comebacker that hopped off the mound as Jimenez got out of the way. So Keyes gets a crack at it here after the best game of his young pro career last night. Jimenez steps off before the first pitch. No score, top of the first. Last night, Keyes had three RBIs, including a two-run homer in the eighth. All those RBIs in the last two innings of the game. First pitch. Keyes takes a fastball high. It's 1-0. So Keyes, after going 2-for-5 last night, is 6-for-24 in six games with the DJs after being drafted in the fourth round last month. 1-0. Change up. Misses down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Jimenez bends at the knees as he comes set. The deal. Misses up and in. It's 3-0. Command is really where Jimenez struggles the most. When he induces contact and when he's in the zone, he's really effective, but walks can really derail him. 3-0. Called strike at the very top of the zone. No challenge from Keyes. And it's 3-1. Jimenez has issued 58 walks in 61 1/3 innings. That's not an ideal rate. Throw over to first is late. The walk problem really reared its head for Jimenez against these Blue Jays back in June. On June 16th, Jimenez walked 8 Blue Jays. 3-1, a swing and a miss. Keyes out in front of a changeup, and that runs it full, 3-2. The worst part of it, for Jimenez at least, not so much for the Blue Jays, is that those walks came in just an inning and 2/3 in a relief outing. Here's the payoff. Keyes bounces it off the plate, foul. So we'll do it again. Blue Jays trying to get on the board first in the first. Duran will get a head start here. Derek Berg, first baseman behind him. The next 3-2 misses up. That's ball four. Sean Keyes draws a walk. Back-to-back two-out base runners for the Jays in the top of the first. That'll bring up Joan Helaponte. Ponte went 1-for-3 last night, and that one hit had to feel like such a relief. Snapped Joan Hell out of a 7-game hitless stretch. Righty-on-righty matchup. Jimenez in the center of the rubber throws home. And it's called strike on a fastball. 0-1. Blue Jays suiting up in their great traveling jerseys tonight, just as they have all week. Riding that same uniform as they usually do after a few straight wins. 0-1. Ponte lines it out of play, first base side. Quickly 0-2. Dunedin across the chest in blue and white. Blue and white numbers on the back. That split Toronto Blue Jays text. Blue caps with the white bird head logo and Dunedin D on the center. Marauders in their alternate blacks today with home white pants. 0-2. Ponte watches a curveball high. 1-2. Those black jerseys with Bradenton across the chest in that script that the Big League Pirates have. Use that more in the 90s than they do these days. 1-2. Sails over the catcher Plaz. Both runners move up 90 feet. Duran down to third base, Keyes up to second, and now a base hit could get the Blue Jays the first two runs of the ball game. Nothing in the top of the first as it stands right now. Ponte hitting 184 in 71 games with the DJs. Got off to a hot start, but then cooled off. 2-2. Change up just misses the outside edge. No challenge from the Marauders. Each team has three challenges. If they're successful, they keep the challenge. If they're unsuccessful, they lose the challenge. For good. Here's the payoff to Aponte. It's thrilled. Foul. Deep down the third base side. That's a souvenir a few blocks away in this neighborhood ballpark. Still full, 3-2. Infield playing straight away for Aponte. Guy with good pop when he's swinging it well. Jimenez throws, and Aponte takes a curveball upstairs. It's ball four, and the bases are loaded. So Jimenez got the first two batters. Then a single and back-to-back walks have loaded him up for Manny Beltre. That'll bring out the pitching coach, Matt Ford. He'll gather the entire infield here. Not the start, I'm sure, that Ford or any Marauders fan expected from Jimenez tonight, considering how well he's pitched lately. We mentioned in the pregame show, Jimenez, across his last six outings, split between the bullpen and the starting rotation, has thrown 22 and a third innings to an ERA of 1.21. Opponents hitting just 179 across that stretch. So again, for Jimenez, it comes down to the command. When he throws strikes, just like most pitchers, he's pretty darn good. Those walks have proved to be his kryptonite. So the meeting is over, and here's Manny after a day off yesterday. Fresh legs coming in tonight. Big chance here in this first. First pitch is bounced foul. Third base line, it's 0-1. Blue Jays nothing, Marauders nothing, top of the first. Last few nights, the trend for the Blue Jays has been late scoring. They scored five of their six runs in the last three innings last night. And then on Wednesday, Blue Jays scored all seven of their runs in the sixth and seventh. Here comes the 0-1. Called strike on a changeup at the bottom of the zone. Beltre inquires with Chad Lagana about the call. It's 0-2. Manny's a guy who has good feel, knows how to work the umpires, always eager to have a conversation with anybody. So I'm sure that's what that was. 0-2. Curveball close to the outside corner, but outside. One ball, two strikes. Duran on third, Keys on second, Aponte on first. Beltre hitting 232. The 1-2 is swung on and missed, strike three. And Carlos Jimenez gets out of a first inning jam with a bases loaded strikeout. Blue Jays leave them loaded. We're through a half. Blue Jays nothing. Marauders coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. An exciting debut on deck for the Blue Jays tonight. It's Gilberto Bautista making his organizational and single-A debut for the DJs tonight. No score going to the bottom of the first, and the first pitch to Deuce Gorson is a called strike from Bautista. It's 0-1. Fastball at 94 from the 19-year-old righty, acquired from Boston in the Danny Jansen deal. 0-1. A slider low and in. One ball, one strike. Bautista's still very young, so a lot left to be developed for him. 1-1 pitch. Gorson takes up, and it's two balls and one strike on the lefty. But early indications are that Bautista can really be something special. 6 foot, 170 pounds. His 2-0 pitch. That fastball is chopped foul off Gorson's front ankle. Two balls, two strikes. Bautista signed by the Red Sox out of the Dominican Republic for just $10,000. So he was seen as some kind of a lottery ticket prospect. Signed by Boston in 2022. Made his pro debut in 2023. Impressed a lot of people in the Dominican Summer League. Made his stateside debut just this spring in the Florida Complex League. And now here he is in single A. 2-2. Gorson takes inside. Blue Jays want a challenge on a changeup. It was close, but the call is upheld. So the Blue Jays lose their first challenge of the night. They've got two left to check Chad Lagana's strike zone. Here's the payoff to Gorson. It's bounced foul, first base side. We'll do it again. Gorson went 1-for-3 yesterday with a double. Also a walk and a strikeout. 2024 draftee for Pittsburgh at UCLA, the ninth round. No score, bottom one. Time is called as Joan Helaponte, the right fielder, had to chase that foul ball down. Bautista's ready. He deals and misses downstairs on a cutter. And Deuce Gorson works a leadoff walk in the bottom of the first. Brings up Yordani De Los Santos. Right-handed batter. Blue Jays left the bases loaded in the top of this first. Bradenton trying to cause a little trouble in the bottom half. First pitch to De Los Santos is lined over the shortstop. Freethy down into the gap in left center. Micheletti over to fetch it as Gorson jets from first to third. He stops there as De Los Santos slides into second with a double. Well, now this is enough to say that Blue Jays are in some first inning trouble. So here's Ethan Lejay. Lejay making his pro debut tonight. 2024 draft pick at Ole Miss in the 15th round by Pittsburgh. Righty on righty. First pitch to Lejay. Cutter misses low and away. It's 1-0. Bautista primarily uses a four-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, cutter, changeup. Fastball can reach the mid-90s. That slider is his primary breaker. 1-0. Lejay takes a fastball for a called strike. Pops Duran's mitt on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Time called by Duran. Wants to talk things over with Bautista. Maybe talking signs with the runner on second base. It's a quick meeting, so that's what that would indicate. And now here comes Jose Mayorga. Blue Jays manager coming out of the third base dugout to talk with Caden Titchener. field umpire, and I'm not entirely sure why. Mayo with a lineup card in his hand. This might have something to do with the mound visit count. And it's not an animated discussion by any means between Mayo and the umpiring crew. So I think that was to clear up the mound visit count. Blue Jays charged for just one there. Anyways, the 1-1 to Leger. Misses low and outside. Sliding stop from Duran. Keeps the runners at bay. Two balls, one strike. Marauders with an opportunity to strike first in the bottom of the first. Runners on second and third. Leger coming off an excellent season at Ole Miss. The pitch. A rip and a miss. Went after the high cheddar. Two balls, two strikes. Leger had the opportunity to turn pro after 2023, decided to go back, and in 43 games hit .323 with 13 homers. The 2-2. He reaches out and flies it foul. Fastball was up. That pitch was not going to be a strike. Still two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays infield playing back with a run 90 feet away. Playing to pull for Leger. The 2-2. Is swung on and missed. Strike three. Gilberto Batista picks up his first strikeout in a Blue Jays uniform, and he wants to save the baseball. He calls time, tosses it to the third base dugout. That whiff came on a cutter. It was nasty, 87. Near the low outside edge. Now here's Axial Plaz with one down. First pitch. Called strike. Back to the cutter. 0-1. Gorson on third, De Los Santos on second, scoreless game, bottom one, the 0-1. Blas lifts it high in the air on the first base side and fades well foul. Quickly 0-2. Batista leaning on that cutter now. He's thrown three straight. Blas, the big and burly right-handed batter, .217 hitter with 15 homers this season. One of the league leaders, 0-2. Called strike three. Fastball paints the outside corner, and Batista has bounced back with back-to-back strikeouts. So now it's up to Andrew Patrick. Righty on righty here. First pitch is fouled back. Had a play behind home plate. So it's 0-1. Patrick didn't play last night, but he made his pro debut in game two of this series. Went 0-2. The pitch. Sails high. One ball, one strike. It's a very hitters-friendly ballpark here at Lecom Park, but the wind is whipping in from center for the second straight night. Almost never happens. 1-1. Sails high. Two balls, one strike. I'm told that usually during spring training, the wind blows in, but in the summer, the prevailing pattern is the wind blowing out towards right. 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball three. Now it's 3-1. So to recap the inning, Batista issued a walk to Deuce Gorson before De Los Santos doubled into the gap in left center. So runners on second and third, and then Bautista struck out two. Trying not to lose Patrick. The 3-1 is swung on and missed, but it gets through Duran. Here comes Gorson to the plate. The throw hit him. Ball back towards the backstop where Duran is ready to field it. De Los Santos stays at third, and that's how the first run of the ball game scores on a ball in the dirt. Patrick offered two. So that runs the count full, 3-2. Tough way for that first run to score. Looked like Batista was starting to find his good stuff And time is called. The trainer is on the field looking at Deuce Gorson, who didn't make it all the way back to the dugout as he got hit with that throw back to the plate. Gorson in a crouch with his hands on his knees, and now he hobbles back into the dugout. Not entirely sure where that ball hit him. No matter where it did hit him, couldn't have felt too good. So Batista from the wind here. Payoff pitch to Patrick. Down and outside. That's ball four. Second walk of the inning issued by Batista. So it's runners on the corners with two outs for Emmanuel Torero. Bradenton leads it one zip. Bottom of the first inning, and here comes Joel Hernandez, one of the Blue Jays' pitching coaches. Strides out to the mound. Manny Beltre will come in as well. Guy who always brings a positive presence. Batista, I'm sure, feeling a little bit of the jitters. His first appearance in a new uniform, signed by the Red Sox in 2022. It's very difficult as a baseball player to be traded at any point, but I'm sure it's just a little bit more difficult for a young player just getting started, just settling in, finding himself, and then to get dealt. It's probably not a good feeling. Meeting is over. Men on the corners, two outs, run in for Bradenton. Bottom one, first pitch to Emmanuel Torero. The lefty takes a called strike, change up at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Torero went 0-for-3 with a strikeout last night. Brings his average to 154 on the year. 0-1. Swing and a foul tip into Duran's mitt. Torero just got a piece of a curveball. Excuse me, a changeup there. As Batista doesn't throw a curveball. He's out in front 0-2. The pause and the pitch is pulled foul on the first base side. About 3 feet foul. Torero out in front of that change of pace. Still 0-2. So Torero's 154 average across 41 games. He struck out 57 times in those 41 games. This Marauders lineup tends to be a bit all or nothing. They lead the league in homers, though, 97. Another 0-2. Torero takes just high. Blue Jays want a challenge, though, and the call is upheld. So the Blue Jays are 0-for-2 in challenges just in this first inning. Down to their last for the ball game. Blue Jays already have a lefty warming. Here's the 1-2 to Torero. Runner goes from first, and the pitch is bounced foul on the first base side again. Torero battling now, still 1-2. Patrick, a pretty good runner off first base. Stole his fair share of bags at Wright State. Jordani De Los Santos on third. 1-0 Marauders, bottom one. Another 1-2. Torero launches it foul on the right field side. Way out in front of a cutter. He turns it into a souvenir. Way out towards the parking lot. Another 1-2. Misses upstairs. Patrick goes again and steals second without a throw. Duran keeping his eyes on De Los Santos on third base. Good runner in his own right. So now there's two runners in scoring position with two outs. And a 2-2 count for Torero. Batista sets at the letters and unloads. Fastball misses up. Runs it full, 3-2. Reading up on the scouting reports on Batista, that seems to be the consensus. That fastball, spotty on the command, but when it's on, he's pretty darn good. Payoff pitch to Torero now, on the way. It swung on and missed, strike three. Changeup sets him down, and that ends the inning. A run scores for the Marauders as Deuce Gorson comes in from third base on a wild pitch. But it could have been a lot worse. Batista leaves runners on second and third. Our score after one, Bradenton 1, Blue Jays nothing on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bradenton claims a 1-0 lead as we go to the top of the second inning. Blue Jays will send up Jaden Rudd, Brock Tibbetts, and J.R. Freethy against Carlos Jimenez, who left the bases loaded in the top of the first. First pitch to Jaden Rudd, the lefty. Misses outside, ball one. So the Blue Jays got a single and two walks, all with two outs against Jimenez. And Jimenez left him loaded with a strikeout against Beltre. 1-0. Rudd takes a called strike on a fastball. One ball, one strike. Jaden went 1-for-4 last night with a double. Came in the seventh inning. It was the first run of the Blue Jays' comeback. 2-0. Rudd takes low and away. Three balls, no strikes. Two balls, one strike, excuse me, the pitch. It's a called strike, bottom of the zone. It's 2-2. So Rudd with that double last night, and a small sample size with the Jays, now hitting 192, 5-for-26. Rudd calls time, steps out of the box. Rudd opened the season with Vancouver before an injury in early May. Came down to the Blue Jays to rehab. And now he's officially on the roster. 2-2. Curveball low, runs it full, 3-2. Jimenez coming off those two walks, hoping to avoid a third to open the top of the second. He reads the sign from Plaz, sets and deals, and Rudd sprays it foul. Fan can't make a barehanded catch on the bleachers. In front of some youngsters, pressure was high. He couldn't deliver. Still full on Rudd. Jimenez back with another payoff pitch. Rudd lines it foul into the screen. Right at another pair of fans who both ducked. That was right in front of him. There for a reason, folks. So we'll have another 3-2. Rudd putting up a good battle here. Blue Jays' seventh-round draft pick in 2021. Out of high school in Florida. 3-2 again. Swing and a foul back. Rudd able to get a piece of the fastball there. Three straight foul balls from Jaden. Pitch number 9. Between Jimenez and Rudd. On the way. It's popped up, third base side, floating towards the seats and into the seats. Lands on the roof and bounces out of the ballpark. Onto the street that runs beyond third base behind the grandstand. Still 3-2. How about a 10th pitch? Menez sets and goes. And Rudd takes low. Ball four. Bit of a little sauce on Rudd's bat flip after the walk. Drops it at home plate. He'll head on down to first. Blue Jays have the leadoff man on at the top of the second. They trail 1-0. Here's Brock Tibbetts. Tibbetts had yesterday off. Right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch. It's a called strike on a curve. It's 0-1. Tibbetts on the week, 0-4 with a strikeout. Played in the series opener on Tuesday. Throw over to first is late. Rudd back in with a head first slide. He is a threat to run. Jaden with two stolen bases in his 10 games played. Blue Jays don't often utilize the stolen base these days. Rudd leaning. There he goes. The pitch misses up. Throw down is in time to get him. Perfect pitch to throw on for the catcher, Oxiel Plaz. Fastball upstairs. Well placed for Plaz to throw a strike down to second. So Rudd is caught stealing for out number one. 1-1 to Tibbetts. Is low and outside. 2-1. So that's Jaden's first caught stealing in a Blue Jays jersey this season. 2-1 pitch. Tibbetts lays off a fastball well outside, and it's 3-1. This is Brock's 10th game. Joined Dunedin on their road trip at Daytona 2 weeks ago after being picked up in the draft out of Indiana. 3-1 to the Hoosier. It's flied high in the air to right. Straight away, Torero dashing in towards the line. He can't get it, and it drops foul. New life for Brock Tibbetts, thanks in part to the wind. Ball kept carrying and carrying away from Emmanuel Torero. Initially, it kind of looked like Torero very much had a beat on that ball. Took a few steps in, then he started jogging, then he started running, then he started sprinting and couldn't get it. So it's 3-2 on Tibbetts. Tibbetts born in Illinois but raised in Ohio before meeting in the middle, playing his college ball in Bloomington, Indiana, that would be. There are a lot of Bloomingtons. 3-2. Fouled off. We'll do it again. Clear skies overhead tonight. Light blue right now. Few clouds out in the distance, but no threat of rain. Although that can always change. Blue Jays trail 1-0, top of the second. Another 3-2 offer to Tibbetts. It is swung on and missed. That's strike three. Changeup sets him down. Second strikeout for Jimenez. And there's two down in the top of the second. So here's J.R. Freethy, switch hitter. He'll bat from the left side. First pitch from the righty, Jimenez. Misses inside, and it hit him. Fastball grazed him up near the hands, and the Blue Jays have a two-out base runner. Tell you what, a lot of pitches for Carlos Jimenez early in this game. He's at 46 now through an inning and two-thirds. Last week in five shutout innings at St. Lucie, he threw just 69 pitches. So it's shaping up to be a short night for Jimenez. First pitch, the Blue Jays leadoff man Mitchell misses low, ball one. No runs on one hit for the Jays, one run on one hit for Bradenton here in the early going. Freethy takes a three-step lead, now four over at first. The 1-0. Mitchell bounces it foul behind home plate. One ball, one strike. Good Friday night crowd on hand at Lecom Park. The heart of Bradenton. Jimenez reads the sign and goes. And Mitchell lifts it on the third base side. Into shallow left now. De Los Santos, the shortstop, called off by the third baseman, Leger, who leans onto the tarp and makes the catch. That's one way to introduce yourself. Ethan Leger, his pro debut, makes an excellent play. Leaning onto the tarp to end the inning. Blue Jays strand Freethy at first. And it's still 1-0 Marauders going to the home second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays trail one zip as we go to the bottom of the second inning in Bradenton. Gilberto Batista back out. First pitch to Derek Berg. It is a called strike on a slider. It's 0-1. Well, Batista's first inning in a Blue Jays uniform was sure a long one. Allowed a run on a wild pitch, but struck out three in the first. 0-1, a rip and a miss from Berg. Quickly 0-2. So a little bit of good, a little bit of bad from Batista in that first. I'm sure those jitters are now starting to settle down. Berg went 1-for-4 yesterday with two strikeouts, playing in his sixth game. 0-2. Slider misses downstairs. One ball, two strikes. Batista in the early going has shown no hesitancy to change up his windup. The turn and the 1-2. His line down the right field side. It fades out of play. We'll have another 1-2. Think Johnny Cueto a little bit. Sometimes he works in a pause. Sometimes he's slower to kick that leg and throw. Another 1-2. Berg bounces it foul. Third base side. He's battling. Got a piece of an 85-mile-an-hour cutter. Still, one ball, two strikes. Berg drafted out of West Point, U.S. Military Academy. 1-2 pitch. Check swing on a cutter in the dirt. He went. Duran picks it up, throws down to first in time. And that sets down Berg for out number one. Fourth strikeout for Batista. Easy to see why Blue Jays scouts liked this kid. Here's Javier Rivas. 1-0 Bradenton. Bottom two. First pitch. Breaking ball, called strike on a slider. 0-1. Batista shakes off Duran. And then Rivas calls time. Rivas had last night off. He's played 91 games on the season, so pretty much an everyday guy. 0-1. He takes a changeup in the dirt. One ball, one strike. In those 91 games, he's got 11 homers. 40 runs driven in, so productive in that department. OPS under 700, though, at 681. One ball, one strike, the pitch. Called strike. Back to the cutter for Batista. We've seen a lot of that pitch. Call is challenged and overturned. It's a 2-1. Rivas rips and misses. So it's two balls, two strikes. That was such a quick challenge, you barely noticed it. 2-2 now. Slide step from Batista, and he misses low. So now it's full 3-2. Here's some barking down below. Payoff pitch is blooped out of play, first base side. As far as we know, it's not a bark in the park night. We've located the pooch. Very eager to sniff around. Seems interested in the garbage cans. As Batista throws, and Rivas chops it down to third, and it gets through Keys into left field. Micheletti towards the line to pick it up, and Rivas holds it first with what's likely to be a single, as that ball didn't touch Keys. And there's a one-out base runner for Bradenton. So here's Braylon Bishop. Blue Jays trying to keep Bradenton's lead right where it is. 1-0, bottom two. Bishop played in game one and went 0-3. He's had the last two nights off. First pitch to the lefty. Is popped up behind home plate, and it sails out of play. Onto the roof, and it rolls down behind the grandstand. Fans behind the third base dugout were ducking for cover. Lots of black and gold in the seats tonight. And oh, hey, another dog. So maybe it is bark in the park night. Furry Friend Friday or something. Now the 0-1. Bishop takes outside. One ball, one strike. Bishop, a 219 hitter. He's played 47 games with four homers, including one against the DJs. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Way out in front of a changeup. One ball, two strikes. Bishop, drafted by Pittsburgh in the 14th round in 2021 out of high school. The set, and the 1-2. Is lined through the right side, into right for a knock. Rivas moving from first to third, and the ball gets by Aponte all the way to the wall. Rivas scores. Here comes Bishop getting the wave around. Here's the relay to the plate. He is safe. Bang, bang, play at the plate. Bishop got around the tag. It was a great relay throw for Manny Beltre in shallow right. But it's a little league homer for Braylon Bishop. And the Marauders extend their lead to 3-0. The dogs sure love that play. Barking up a storm now. First pitch to Deuce Gorson. It's a called strike. Fastball in the inside corner. It's 0-1. The pitch. Gorson lays off a changeup outside. One ball, one strike. So we're awaiting official scoring there, but that's likely to be a single and then an E9. 1-1. Gorson swings and misses. That's exactly what it is. Scoring decision just submitted. So that is what you call a little league homer. It's 1-2 on Gorson. He walked his first time. The pitch, low and inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So Bishop with no RBI there, as Rivas would not have scored if Ponte kept that ball in front. 2-2 offer. Gorson takes a hair inside. Edward Duran was ready to throw that ball around the infield. But it's ball three. Batista at 52 pitches. He takes a breath. The payoff. That's a called strike three. Gorson challenges it, and the call is upheld. Now it's officially strike three. Fifth strikeout for Gilberto Batista. And the bases are empty for Yordani De Los Santos. Marauders have opened up a 3-0 lead, bottom two. Two runs in here in this inning. A little league homer from Bishop. First pitch. De Los Santos turns away from a slider. It's inside, ball one. The goal for Batista tonight was to go 4-5 innings, 1-0. Fastball up, 2 balls, no strikes. It does not look like he's going to get that far, especially taking into account the fact that this is Batista's first in-game outing since July 20th, 2-0. De Los Santos squares to bunt, pulls back, takes a slider for a called strike, and the call is upheld. So the Marauders have used 2 challenges, both unsuccessful in this second. The pitch, swing and a miss. It's 2-2. The good news for the Blue Jays bullpen is they're very rested after J.J. Sanchez was the only guy to pitch last night out of the pen. So lots of options. Batista with a breath. He's ready. He kicks and throws. And the 2-2 misses in. Runs it full, 3-2. De Los Santos backpedals out of the box. Almost stumbles backwards. Batista in a rhythm. He wings home the payoff pitch. It's a called strike three. Another challenge from De Los Santos, and he is called out. He can't believe it, but the Blue Jays sure can. Gilberto Batista strikes out 6 in his first 2 innings in a Blue Jays uniform, but 2 more runs come in to score. Braylon Bishop singles to right, and it gets through Aponte. It scores 2, and it's 3-0 Marauders going to the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. No shortage of early action in this one, and also no shortage of high pitch counts for either starting pitcher. As the Blue Jays trail 3-0, top of the third, Carlos Jimenez, Bradenton starter, back out. He's sitting at 50 pitches right now. And on the other side, we'll get you Batista's pitch count here in a moment, but he might be done after 2. First pitch to Eddie Micheletti. down and outside, ball one. Micheletti 0-4-1. Grounded out to the second baseman, Rivas, in the first. Jimenez sets the pitch. And he takes a called strike on a changeup. Top of the zone, it's 1-1. So Micheletti, one of four lefties in the Blue Jays lineup. 1-1. Outside, two balls and one strike. Blue Jays now with their new draftees are a lot more lefty heavy than they were before the draft. It's almost all righties at one point. 2-1. Micheletti watches a fastball miss up and away. 3-1. Hitters count for Micheletti. Has been one of the Blue Jays' best hitters over this last week or so. Five-game hit streak. 3-1. Outside, that's ball four. Blue Jays pick up a leadoff walk. Fourth walk issued by Jimenez tonight. So here's Edward Duran. Duran, a right-handed batter, waits on the first pitch and takes a called strike. It's 0-1. 3-0 Bradenton, top of the third inning. Edwards singled his first time, right up the middle. A one toss. He jumps out of the way of a fastball that misses in. One ball, one strike. Edward putting together a strong second half, batting average up near 270, 1-1. Reached out and popped up first base side. It fades into the seats. So it's 1-2. It's been somewhat of a quiet success for Duran, especially now with two other catchers on the roster fresh out of the draft. Duran has been the Blue Jays' number one catcher all season long. The 1-2 toss. Reached out and grounded to shortstop. De Los Santos flips to second for one. Rivas the turn, gets by the first baseman, Berg. And Duran is safe at first. So Micheletti is out number one, 6-4 on the fielder's choice. Duran reaches, and here's Sean Keyes. Blue Jays trail 3-0, top three. Keyes walked his first time. That was in the first. Blue Jays loaded the bases in the first, but could not score. Middle infield again at double play depth. As Keyes steps into the box. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. Jimenez's first offer. It was a curveball taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Jimenez missed most of last season due to injury, but he pitched a handful of innings here with Bradenton. 0-1. Keyes takes a called strike and a changeup. Quickly 0-2. To make up those innings over the offseason, the Pirates sent Jimenez to Australia to play in the Australian Baseball League with the Sydney Blue Sox. He steps off the rubber. That's something that teams often do for injured players, guys that don't make it back to really get a full season of work in August or September. 0-2 is down and outside, one ball, two strikes. A lot of the time, guys want to play in their home country, whether that's the Dominican Republic, Venezuela, what have you. But those leagues fill up spots quick. 1-2. Keyes takes inside. Two balls, two strikes. Because think about it, everybody wants to play in their home country. So a ton of minor leaguers and major leaguers for that matter and former major leaguers flock back to the Caribbean leagues, leaving not a lot of spots for guys like Jimenez. 2-2. Down and outside on a curve that wasn't close. It's full, 3-2. Blue Jays trying to make up some ground here, trailing 3-0. So instead of Jimenez, say, going back to Venezuela or somewhere like that, he went down under. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Snap throw down to first, and Duran is picked off. He got caught in no man's land, ranging off the first base bag, and that's a bad base running mistake from Edward. Just fell asleep off first base. So it's a strike him out, throw him out double play, and the inning is over. Blue Jays still trail 3-0, going to the home third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Gilberto Batista's Blue Jays organizational debut is a short one, just 2 innings. The Blue Jays hand things off to the bullpen with Luis Torres. The lefty deals the first pitch to Ethan Leje. He pops it into left. Micheletti towards the line, has room, and makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Torres. Brings up Axel Plaz. We'll get to the final line on Batista here in a minute. Tell you about Mr. Torres after his first pitch to Plaz. Here it is. It's a strike. 0-1. Torres, the southpaw, 6'1, 165 pounds. Another 19-year-old. So young pitchers tonight for the Jays. 0-1. It's fly towards the corner and right. This has got some carry. Aponte over there. He watches it fly foul. Quickly 0-2 on Plaz. Torres making his sixth outing with the Jays. He started once. In 10 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed 5 earned runs. So a 4.22 ERA. 0-2, breaking ball chopped towards the middle. Freethy, the shortstop, ranges over. Fields and throws to first in time. Smooth 6-3 put out for JR. Two up, two down for Luis Torres. Andrew Patrick into the box now. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower, first pitch. Fastball cut on and missed. It's 0-1. 94 on the heater from Torres. Final line on Batista. 2 innings on 61 pitches. 0-1. Patrick pops it up into shallow right. Aponte hustles in. Can he get there? Yes, he can. He makes a running catch, and the inning is over. Not even enough time to get to the final line on Batista, but that's a good thing. Luis Torres with a very swift 1-2-3 third, and we move to the fourth. Blue Jays still down 3-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We move along to the top of the fourth inning in Bradenton. Blue Jays trail the Marauders 3-0 in game four of this six-game series. It's been all Blue Jays so far this week. Three straight wins for their first three-game win streak in over a month. First pitch to Juan Helaponte. Misses low and away on a slider. It's 1-0. So Carlos Jimenez back out for Bradenton. Struck out three in three innings, but walks have been an issue for him. He's racked up four of them. 1-0. Ponte takes a curveball down and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Blue Jays left the bases loaded in the first. Their best scoring opportunity so far tonight. 2-0 to Ponte. Is tattooed into left, sinking fast. Bishop makes a running catch. Left fielder came charging in, caught that ball near his shoestrings to retire Aponte. Hit a changeup hard on a line, 104 off the bat, but not enough topspin to get down. That's out number one. Here's Manny Beltre. Manny struck out swinging to end that first inning with the bases loaded. Righty on righty, first pitch. It's called strike. Fastball at the letters. 0-1. Manny takes a challenge. He rolled the dice there, and the call is overturned. So that's ball one. Blue Jays' first successful challenge tonight. So it's 1-0, the pitch. Is flied into shallow center. Patrick, the center fielder, calls for it and makes the catch. Two quick outs for Jimenez. Base is empty for Jaden Rudd. Jimenez at 69 pitches, but he's settled in after a rocky start, so nobody up and throwing in Pittsburgh's bullpen. Outside, two fellas throwing around a football. That's the Paul Skeens warm-up routine. At least popularized by Skeens. Rudd squares to bunt, pulls back, and he didn't go. So it's ball one. Rudd walked his first time. That was in the second inning, and he was caught stealing. 1-0 pitch. Rudd bounces it foul behind home plate. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays trail at 3-0. Top of the fourth inning. Lights just now starting to take full effect. The sun is set. The 1-1. Misses up. Two balls, one strike. Or at least close to setting. Hasn't set quite yet. I guess you could call it dusk. 2-1. Rudd takes a called strike. The outside edge. Two balls, two strikes. Jimenez on the hunt for his fourth strikeout tonight. He rockets the 2-2, and it swung on and fouled back. We'll do it again. So Jaden trying to pick up where he left off with that walk in the second. It's a long battle. A 10-pitch walk. kind of how tonight has gone for Jimenez. He's gotten the outs eventually, but a lot of pitches. 2-2. Down and outside, and it's full. 3-2. Rudd taps the plate, adjusts his helmet. Gazes out at Jimenez. He bends at the knees as he comes set. The payoff. Rudd rips and misses. Strike three. That time advantage Jimenez. And for just the second half inning tonight, it's a 1-2-3 frame for either side. Jimenez first. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. And still 3-0 Bradenton on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It's Bradenton 3, Blue Jays nothing as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning in Bradenton. First pitch to Emmanuel Torero is bunted foul. First base line. It's 0-1 on the lefty. Luis Torres returns for the fourth inning after a 1-2-3 third. On in relief of Gilberto Batista, who made his organizational debut tonight. Certainly some good, but also some bad. Final line on him, two innings, three hits, three runs, only one was earned, though. Two walks and six strikeouts on 61 pitches. A one to Torero. A slider down and outside. One ball, one strike. Torero 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout. That was against Batista in the first. Torres from the stretch. He kicks and throws. And Torero lays off a fastball outside. Yeah, it's 2-1. One of the best parts of coming down here to Bradenton is reading on all the history. 2-1 down and outside. Runs it to 3-1. Torres trying to avoid a leadoff walk. Lecom Park, the second oldest park in the minors. 3-1 is pulled sharply down to first. Tibbetts drops to an E. The first baseman dashes to the bag in time for the out. So Torero is out number one, three unassisted. That brings up Derek Berg with the bases empty. 3-0 Bradenton advantage in the fourth. So Lecom Park, originally known as City Park, opened way back in 1923. First pitch to Berg, fouled off behind home plate. It's 0-1. It then became known as 9th Street Park because, you know, that street we've mentioned a million times. Yeah, that's 9th Street on the third base side. 0-1. Berg takes a called strike, quickly 0-2. Then it was Braves Field from 1948 to 1961. And then McKechnie Field from 1962 to 2017. 0-2 to Berg. Change up outside. Makes it 1-2. Over the course of the years, since it opened in 1923, McKechnie Field, as it's so often referred to as, has hosted seven major league teams for spring training. The 1-2. Berg swings and misses. Strike three. First strikeout for Luis Torres tonight. He's retired five straight to open his night. Here's Javier Rivas. Base is empty for him. Rivas singled and then scored last inning. Pitch outside. One ball, one strike. Rather, that was in the second inning. Rivas' first time to the plate. Came in to score on Braylon Bishop's Little League homer. 1-0. Rivas takes low and in. Two balls, no strikes. Rivas scored from first as Bishop's single got all the way to the wall and right. That pushed Bradenton's lead up to 3-0. That's where it stands now. 2-0. Rivas rips and misses over a slider way out in front. Boy, was he fooled by that pitch. So it's 2-1. Torres on the third base side. Throws. And Rivas takes a called strike. It's 2-2. Torres a strike away from a 1-2-3 frame. Would be his second straight. Time called by Rivas. Long and lanky right-handed batter. Built more like a third baseman than he would be a second baseman. That's where he's playing tonight. The offer way outside on a fastball. Runs it full, 3-2. Blue Jays would love to have Torres eat three innings. Bullpen has done an excellent job going deep this week. Payoff pitch to Rivas is a called strike three. Change up on the hands, locked him up. Luis Torres strikes out two in a 1-2-3 fourth inning. Back-to-back 1-2-3 frames for him. And we move to the fifth. It's still 3-0 Marauders on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. After a bit of a rocky start for pitching early in this ball game, things have started to settle down as we go to the top of the fifth. Blue Jays trail Bradenton 3-0. That'll be Tibbetts, Freethy, and Nick Mitchell due up against Carlos Jimenez, who's returned for the fifth. First pitch to Tibbetts is flared shallow center, and it sails and drops down for a hit. Tibbetts rounds first. He'll stop there. Leadoff knock for the Jays. Their first hit since the first inning. So here's J.R. Freethy. He was hit with a pitch his last time. His first time in the second. Right-handed thrower, left-handed batter, Freethy a switch hitter. First pitch. Misses outside. It's 1-0. Freethy has been a long-time switch hitter. Growing up in California, grew up a Giants fan, watching those great Giants teams. 1-0. He takes a called strike on a fastball outside corner. It's 1-1. So when Freethy was 7 years old, he was watching the Giants, and Pablo Sandoval, noted switch hitter, 1-1 pitch. Freethy swings and lines it foul, out of play, third base side, it's 1-2. Freethy saw Kung Fu Panda switch hitting, and he told his dad, "I want to switch hit." It's worked out pretty well. Here he is in the pros. 1-2 pitch. Curveball misses up. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays trying to get the offense going against Jimenez. Top of the fifth, trailing 3-0. The set and the offer. Freethy lays off a changeup down and away. Runs it full, 3-2. Tibbetts not a threat to steal over at first. He is being held on by Berg. Freethy bats from a deep crouch. The payoff is swung on and foul tipped off Oxyall Plaz. Close to his glove, but he couldn't snare it. So Freethy stays alive. Middle infield at double play depth. Jimenez nods at the sign, sets and deals, and Freethy rips and misses on a high fastball. He goes down swinging for out number one. Fifth strikeout for Jimenez. Brings up the top of the order in Nick Mitchell. Now there's some throwing out in the Marauders' right field bullpen. Jimenez is at 84 pitches. Mitchell, lefty, 0-2, first pitch. Is flied into right center. Patrick dashing in, calls for it, and makes the catch. Tibbetts retreats to first. It's a quick out number two. Up to Eddie Micheletti now. Micheletti extended his on-base streak to 6 games with a walk back in the third. Bradenton 3, Blue Jays nothing. Top of the fifth. First offer on the way. Micheletti takes out in front of the plate. Plaz knocks it down. Runner goes. Throw down. Tibbetts is in there. Close play at second base. Plaz found that ball in time to make a really nice throw. Tibbetts just gets in there. So the Blue Jays have a man in scoring position for Micheletti. Proved to be a spark in just over a week's worth of games. 1-0. Check swing on a changeup. Did he go? No swing, says Caden Titchener. Yes, of relation to Todd Titchener, big league umpire. Caden is Todd's son. So it's 2-0 on Micheletti. The pitch is down. 3-0. Eddie with 5 runs driven in. And his time with Dunedin. Waits on the 3-0 pitch. He takes in on the hands. That's ball four. Micheletti draws his second walk of the night. Blue Jays have men on first and second with 2 outs for Edward Duran. And here comes the pitching coach, Matt Ford. Men is kind of stretching out behind the mound. Reaches down, touches his toes. Now picks up the rosin bag. Ford might be checking in just to see how Jimenez is feeling, considering that he's at 90 pitches right now. He has gone 90 before, but that's a season high. Back on July 13th against Jupiter, he went 6 shutout innings in that outing. today, he's gone 4 2/3 shutout, but it's been a little bit rocky at times. All things considered, as long as you get the outs, it doesn't really matter how you get there. If you keep those runs off the board, and that's what Jimenez has done so far tonight. So the meeting is over, and here's Edward Duran. Blue Jays down 3-0, top five, runners on first and second. First pitch, called strike. It's 0-1. Duran reached on a single in the first and then rolled into a fielder's choice, 6-4 in the third. In an open stance, waits on the 0-1. And he lines it towards the gap in left center. Long run for Patrick. Instead, it's the left fielder, Bishop, who dives and can't make the catch. Tibbett scores from second. Here comes Micheletti. He gets the stop sign at third. And Duran's into second. He picks up an RBI, and the Blue Jays get on the board. It's 3-1 in the fifth. We'll see how that's scored. Likely to be at least a single. Maybe a single and an error, maybe a double. But either way, Duran gets an RBI, and that marks the end of the night for Carlos Jimenez. Jim Horner, a skipper for the Marauders, out to the mound, and he takes the baseball from the righty. New pitcher coming on out of the bullpen for the Marauders. And when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network, Jays on the board now, trailing 3-1 in the fifth.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. With two outs, two runners on, and a run in for the Blue Jays in the top of the fifth inning, the Marauders go to a Canadian out of the bullpen. It's the right-hander Noah Takkus. Takkus, a native of British Columbia, played his college ball at Sacramento State. Didn't pitch last year after being signed, but spent most of this season with the FCL club before being promoted in late July. Takkus will face Sean Keyes here with Eddie Micheletti on third base and Edward Duran on second after an RBI double. That is how that was scored, an RBI double, as it glanced off Braylon Bishop in left. First pitch to Keyes, outside, ball one. So the tying run on second for Keyes, who showed us that he's got the clutch gene last night. Not one, but two go-ahead hits. 1-0. Fastball called strike on the inside edge. It's 1-1. Keyes with a two-run homer in the eighth. His first as a pro, put the Blue Jays ahead by one, and then he roped a single to right in the ninth. 1-1, a swing and a miss. 1-2. Takkus with a 6.75 ERA in 5 1/3 innings, so four earned runs in those innings. Keyes 0-1 with a walk. The pitch skips out in front of the plate in the dirt. Plaz gets the chest protector on it. Two balls, two strikes. Best scoring opportunity the Blue Jays have had since the first when they loaded the bases. They didn't capitalize on that one. They've got a run in here in the fifth, trailing 3-1. The 2-2 is fouled at the plate. We'll have a do-over. 2-2. fans make a little bit of noise as they're prompted by the video board. Just a little. Another 2-2. Keys drives it into the gap in left center. Slicing away from Patrick. It falls onto the warning track. Nicoletti is in from third. So is Durant from second. Sean Keys does it again. Sean Keys ties the ball game on a two RBI double. 3-3 in the top of the fifth. Nice piece of hitting, too. Went the opposite way on a curveball. Didn't try to pull it. And he's rewarded with two RBIs and a brand new ball game. Here's Joan Helaponte. First pitch. Low for ball one. So Keys now in the last two nights with five RBIs. After his clutch performance last night, two more here tonight. 1-0. Ponte takes a called strike on a fastball. It's 1-1. Ponte lined out to left hard to Braylon Bishop, who made a nice running shoestring catch in the fourth. The pitch is cranked high in the air, deep to left. Bishop's back. That ball is gone. Joan Helaponte with a round tripper. His first since May puts the Blue Jays in the driver's seat. Two-run shot makes it 5-3. Joan Helaponte has his swagger back. Third straight extra base hit for the Jays in the fifth. Here's Manny Beltre. First pitch is popped up. First base side, foul ground. Berg races in on the track. Has no room. It's into the seats. Oh and one on Manny. Beltre 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. 0-1. A cutter just low. Over the plate but down. One ball, one strike. The pitch. That ball is laced deep to left. Bishop moving back on the track. He reaches out and makes the catch. And that ends the inning. But not before the Blue Jays score five times on four hits, three extra base hits, an RBI double from Duran, a two RBI double from Keys, and then a two-run homer from Joan Helaponte puts the Blue Jays in front 5-3 as we go to the home fifth in Bradenton on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thank you.
In a flash, the Blue Jays claim a 5-3 lead over Bradenton as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Five runs in the top half for the Jays. Luis Torres will face Braylon Bishop in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch, he squares to bunt, pulls back, and a curveball falls in for a called strike. It's 0-1. Rally capped off by a two-run homer from Joan Helaponte, his first since May 15th. 0-1. Bishop turns away from a curveball, and he takes a called strike. It fooled him. 0-2. Bishop singled and rounded the bases on an error on Aponte in the second. 0-2. Check swing on a slider that wasn't even close. Bishop able to hold up. 1-2. Torres has retired all six batters he's faced so far. Hoping for a seventh. His 1-2 pitch. Bishop takes high. Two balls, two strikes. One thing that has defined this new look Dunedin team lately, as the 2-2 to Bishop, misses low and outside. He lays off on the curve, runs it full, 3-2. A defining feature has been those quick rallies. Especially here this week in Bradenton, the team has really kind of been quiet in the early going of games. Marauders starting pitching has been pretty good. But then late in games, today not so late, the team jolts to life. In the blink of an eye, they've pummeled the bullpen. Payoff pitch to Bishop is swung on and missed. He got him. Change of pace sets him down. Third strikeout for Torres, all in a row. One down in the fifth. Here's Deuce Gorson. It's 5-3, Jays. Bottom five. Gorson 0-1 with a walk. First pitch. Swing and a foul back into the screen. It's 0-1. Torres has the sign. Kicks and delivers. And Gorson lays off a fastball low and outside. One ball, one strike. Torres has been so efficient. 28 pitches so far. He deals. And Gorson lines it foul just above the Blue Jays' dugout. Barely enough time for anybody to duck for cover. Either that or they knew it was above them. But looks close from here. Our perspective from above. Now the 1-2. Gorson lines it shallow left. Micheletti races in and makes the catch head high. Gorson is set down for out number two. Make it eight straight batters set down for Luis Torres. Nobody on for Yordani De Los Santos. Torres preserving a 5-3 Blue Jays lead. Bottom five, first pitch. De Los Santos takes a called strike on a changeup. It's 0-1. Torres reads the sign and deals. And Santos watches a changeup miss up and away. One ball, one strike. Torres, the long and lanky lefty from Venezuela, throws. Santos takes outside again. Two balls, one strike. Torres, signed by Toronto in 2022, is an international free agent. Native of San Felipe, Venezuela. His 2-1 pitch. Misses low and inside this time. Not a changeup, so it's 3-1 on De Los Santos. Torres kicks and fires, and the pitch is a called strike. De Los Santos took one big step towards first and then reversed. So it's full, 3-2, and De Los Santos calls time. Torres with long blue socks to match his blue cap and gray jersey. Deals the payoff, and it's bounced foul. We'll do it again. It's same organ sound effect as the one that they play at PNC Park. Next 3-2 is flied out of play. First base side. A battle continues. They really lean into the Pirates theme here. Got a boardwalk all around the outfield. That wooden look. Nice touch. Another 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Luis Torres cruising through Bradenton's lineup like a hot knife through butter. Nine up, nine down, four strikeouts for Torres. Blue Jays lead it 5-3 through five on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays rally for five runs in the top of the fifth. They lead 5-3. Now hoping to build on it. Top of the sixth in Bradenton. Jaden Rudd, Brock Tibbetts, and J.R. Freethy here. First pitch to Rudd. The lefty swings and fouls it back. It's 0-1. Noah Takis back out after finishing the fifth inning. Gave up a two RBI double to Sean Keyes and then a two-run homer to Joan Helaponte. 0-1. Rudd dribbles it slowly. First base line on the chalk. Takis gloves it, picks it up, and collides with Rudd for the out. Wow. That looked more like hockey than it did baseball. Takis levels a huge hit on Rudd, who quickly gets up and struts back to the dugout. Well, Takis sure took a gamble there. That ball was staying fair. Just rolling right along on the chalk, so it was fair. And Takis decided he was going to pick it up and make a play. He really had no choice as soon as he picked that ball up. The play was made for him on the collision. First pitch to Tibbetts. Misses up, ball one. So that collision leads me to believe that Takis grew up playing a little bit of hockey, British Columbia. 1-0. Tibbetts takes low. Two balls, no strikes. Tibbetts 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. He lines it into center, falling fast. Patrick is in, and he can't knock it down. It trickles by him. Tibbetts motors into second, and it gets by Bishop now. All the way towards the wall. Tibbetts stops at third. Tibbetts celebrates with the third base dugout and then kind of shrugs his shoulders, as if to say, hey, I'll take it. How on earth did that ball get by both Patrick and Bishop? It was a sinking liner that Patrick misplayed in center. Bishop was there to back it up, but it snuck by him too. All right then, no complaints from the Blue Jays third base dugout. Infield comes in. That'll be a single and probably two errors. First pitch to J.R. Freethy. Up and away, ball one. Tibbetts hit it hard and was rewarded. 100.6 off the bat. 1-0. Freethy takes low. Two balls, no strikes. Interesting. So they're going to call it a double. And then an E7 just on Bishop. Freethy ahead 2-0. The offer. Outside. Three balls, no strikes. Freethy 0-for-1. Struck out last inning. Was hit with a pitch in the second. Takis throws. And misses outside. Ball four. Freethy aboard for the second time tonight. Blue Jays have men on the corners with one out for Nick Mitchell. Five-three DJs. Top of the sixth. Looking for more. Tibbetts on third. Freethy on first. And the first pitch to the lefty Mitchell is swung on and fouled back. The screen below us. Folks in Bradenton so kind to have extended that net to cover the press box, because otherwise there would be a lot of foul balls up here. And in fact, we know there have been a lot of foul balls up here. 0-1. Mitchell takes up on a cutter. One ball, one strike. Looking around the broadcast booths and the press boxes, there are foul ball remnants. On the walls, on the doors, there are dents. 1-1. Outside, two balls, one strike. Takis on the third base side. Kicks and throws, and Mitchell fouls it off into that upper extended screen. So it's two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays looking for some separation. A lot of close ball games this week, but again, if you've tuned in all season, you know that that's the norm. Seemingly every night has been close this season for the Jays. 2-2. Mitchell watches a fastball high. It's full, 3-2. 68% of the Blue Jays games this season have been decided by three or fewer. They've played 38 one-run games, tied for the most in the league. Payoff pitch, fouled off. Back on to 9th Street, third base side. We'll do it again. The Marauders have also played 38 one-run games this season. Payoff again. Mitchell slaps it, slicing away, then the left. Bishop dives and makes the catch this time. Tibbetts tags up from third. He scores. Nick Mitchell with a sack fly. Blue Jays burgeon their lead to 6-3. Marauders appeal to third unsuccessfully. And wait, no. Home plate umpire Chad Lagana says that Tibbetts left early. The field umpire Caden Titchener said safe. Chad Lagana said nope. He left early. He's out. So now Lagana and Titchener get together as the Marauders leave the field. Eddie Micheletti standing in the left-handed batter's box for the Jays. He's going to take some practice swings now. He's ready to keep this inning going. Brock Tibbetts standing outside the Blue Jays dugout. He can't believe it. Jose Mayorga standing right on the third base line, ready to argue in case Titchener doesn't change Lagana's mind. And so now Lagana is going to walk towards the first base dugout, and I think that means they're going to overturn the call. And here comes Jim Horner. He's steaming. Bradenton manager comes out. As it stands right now, the call is a catch in left from Braylon Bishop, and Brock Tibbetts out at third base as he left early. But it's looking like this is going to be a sack fly for Mitchell. The Blue Jays are going to grow their lead to 6-3.
Horner's really hot now. And now we can hear some F-bombs on the crowd mic. He's all kinds of fired up. Lagana's right in his face. Horner pointing at the ground. Realistically, Chad Lagana, the home plate umpire, was looking down the left field line, so he had a good look at Tibbetts, but I imagine he was looking at the catch first, and Caden Titchener was looking at third base, and now Horner's been tossed. Chad Lagana just ran him. Horner's going to get his money's worth now. Pointing up at the sky, pointing on the ground, palms to the air. Horner barking right in Chad Lagana's face. Caden Titchener right there standing next to him. So a dispute between the umpires and now the umpires and Marauders manager Jim Horner. Horner described very much as an old school manager. And that was an old school argument. So the call made by Caden Titchener, the field umpire, is the one that stands. Titchener said that Tibbetts tagged up in time, didn't leave early. Chad Lagana said Tibbetts left early. The two get together, and Titchener says, overruled. Advantage Blue Jays. So it's 6-3, top of the sixth. And after all that, Micheletti will come to the plate, and Noah Takas will get some warm-up tosses first. Takas was in the dugout for maybe about 3 minutes. And that'll give Jim Horner some time to amble his way out to the clubhouse down the right field line. Yordani De Los Santos, the shortstop, in to talk about the call with Caden Titchener, maybe inquiring. Looks like Takas is going to take one more warm-up toss. So on that play, Freethy remains at first. Mitchell is out number two on the lineout. It's an RBI for his trouble. Sacrifice to the left fielder. And here we go. Run in for the Blue Jays. 6-3, top six. Two outs. Man on first base for Eddie Micheletti. First pitch on the way. It's up and outside. It's 1-0. Between that and the collision, this has been one of the strangest innings of the season for the Blue Jays. 1-0. Micheletti pops it up out of play. Third base side. 1-1, one strike. Micheletti bounces the bat up and down over his shoulder, waits on the pitch, and watches the curveball low. 2-1. No matter how big or how small the crowd is, that's always something that'll get them fired up. Manager getting tossed. 2-1. Micheletti pops it up sky high on the infield towards the mound. Leger, the third baseman, has a beat on it, makes the catch and stumbles, but he hangs on. And now the inning is over. But the Blue Jays, after some deliberation, do score on a sack fly from Nick Mitchell. Drives in Tibbetts from third. 6-3 Jays going to the bottom of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays add another run of cushion for Luis Torres, as it's now 6-3 as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Torres returns for the sixth to face Ethan Leger, Oxyel Plaz, and Andrew Petrick in his fourth inning of relief work. It's been perfect so far. 9 up, 9 down. First pitch to Ethan Leger is popped up. Right field side into shallow right. Beltre ventures out. He's called off. No, he stays under it, makes the catch. Looked like Aponte, the right fielder, was starting to call for it. But Beltre makes the play, one down. So here's Oxyel Plaz. Plaz 0-2. First pitch to the big right-handed batter. Down and in, ball one. Marauders took an early 3-0 lead, a run in the first and then two in the second. Chase Gilberto Batista after two innings in his Blue Jays org debut, 1-0. Plaz takes all the way and watches a changeup for a called strike. It's 1-1. Blue Jays responded with a 5-spot in the fifth. 1-1. It's popped up behind home plate, out of play. Now it's 1-2. And then the Blue Jays tacked on another run here in this sixth, in the top half. So here we are, 6-3. Torres sets for the 1-2 pitch, and here it is. Plaz swings and misses slowly through a slider. Luis Torres is up to 5 strikeouts. 11 straight set down by Torres. Boy, has he been sharp. Here's Andrew Petrick with the bases empty. First pitch. He thought about a high fastball, but laid off. 1-0. The kick and the pitch. Petrick takes up and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Torres went 2 2/3 innings. His last outing, that was last week against Palm Beach. Struck out 4. The offer. Petrick takes a breaking ball for a called strike. That's 2-1. There's some folks up in the left field bullpen, just kind of ambling around, not really throwing. 2-1. Cut and a miss. Well, the changeup looks like that from Torres. Keep everybody sitting down. That was nasty. Diving inside on the righty Petrick. Torres a strike away from his 6th punch-out tonight. He gathers the sign. Duran sets up low and away. The 2-2 is low and away. Ball 3. So it's full. Torres wipes some sweat off his forehead. His glove arm. Readies. Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss on a curveball low and in. It almost hit him. Duran picks it up. Throws to first in time to retire Petrick. And Luis Torres keeps on rolling along. 2 more strikeouts and a 1-2-3-6. 12 up, 12 down. Blue Jays lead holds 6-3. Going to the 7th on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays 6, Bradenton 3. First pitch at the top of the seventh is swung on and fouled off by Edward Duran out of the hand of Noah Takis. That's 0-1. Blue Jays scored another run off Takis last inning on a sac fly. 0-1. Duran lashes another one foul on a fastball. Quickly 0-2. Blue Jays heading in the direction of a fourth straight win. Be their first four-game win streak in well over a month. 0-2 is chopped down to third. Lejay charges, gloves, throws to first, and plenty of time. And Duran is out number one in the seventh. Base is empty for Sean Keyes. DJ's 6, Bradenton 3, top of the seventh inning. He's having another productive night at the plate. After some heroics late game last night, a homer and a go-ahead single. Tonight, two RBI double that tied the game in the fifth and also a walk. First pitch, swing and a foul tip off the catcher, Plaz, who falls on his face behind the plate. Quickly climbs back to all fours, but he's in some pain. And home plate umpire Chad Lagana will walk a new baseball out to Noah Takis. He's a Bucknell product. Ready for the 0-1. And it's lined foul down the first base line. Quickly 0-2. One of the greatest baseball players of all time attended Bucknell. That would be Christy Mathewson. Oh, 2 toss. Keyes slaps it the opposite way, fading away from Bishop, and it drops. Foul. Still 0-2. Now, reading up on Mathewson's time at Bucknell, he was pretty busy. He was class president, not only played baseball, but also football and basketball. Keyes was also pretty busy. He's a mechanical engineering major. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Keyes goes down swinging, two up, two down for Takis in the seventh. Brings up Joan Helaponte with nobody on. First strikeout for Takis. Ponte homered against him. Two-run shot in the fifth. His first long ball since May 15th. First pitch. Swing and a foul tip. It's 0-1. Ponte's reaction to his first hit in seven games yesterday was priceless. As he went to the dugout during a pitching change to get some water. 0-1. Check swing on a high fastball. Did he go? Yes, he did. According to Caden Titchener, field umpire. 0-2. Ponte got handed a cup of water by Manny Beltre, and then the baseball. Manny saved it for him. You could watch the smile crawl across his face. 0-2, curveball, low and outside. It's ball one. 1-2. Ponte's smile was a little bit wider after that homer in the fifth. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ponte chased the high cheddar. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Takas to end a 1-2-3. Top of the seventh inning. Time to stretch at Lecom Park. Blue Jays in the catbird seat, 6-3 on the Dundee Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
As the fans settle back into their seats after the stretch, Blue Jays lead 6-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning at Lecom Park, and Luis Torres is back out there because why not? First pitch to Emmanuel Torero, taken for a called strike on a changeup. It's 0-1. Torres' four innings of relief work have been pretty straightforward. He's faced 12 batters, set them all down. 0-1. Curveball catches the outside edge. Called strike two. 0-2 on Torero, who's 0-2. The strikeout and a ground out. Torres sets, rocks and deals. And a curveball just misses high. One ball, two strikes. Of those 12 batters set down by Torres, half have been K's. The 1-2, reached out, flared foul. Out of play across the street towards an auto body shop. Across 9th Street. Still 1-2. Torres with a breath. The pitch. Breaking ball reached out and tapped to second. Beltre charges, knocks it down, picks it up, and has no play. Beltre couldn't field that ball cleanly. He was moving towards second base. And that'll likely be an E4 on Manny. Wait on the official scoring there. Here's Derek Berg. Blue Jays lead by 6-3 in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch to Berg. Swing and a miss on a changeup. It's 0-1. Oh, that's ruled a single on Torero. On Torero's line, that would be. So no error for Beltre. A one pitch is popped up behind home plate. Duran watches it on the track, looks up and watches it drop into the screen. Now Duran dances around and catches it off the screen. And he flings it up into the seats, or so he thought, back onto the net. He tried. And now the bat boy tosses it into the dugout. No souvenir for anybody. Blue Jays don't get the out. Fans don't get the souvenir. It's a lose-lose. 0-2 on Berg. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider sets him down. 7 strikeouts for Torres. He settles right back in.
And that'll be all for the Southpaw. Jose Mayorga comes out to take the baseball, calls the bullpen, and he will give Torres a hearty pat on the back after an outstanding relief outing for the 19-year-old lefty from Venezuela. He strikes out 7 and retires 13 of the 14 batters he faces. It'll be Julio Ortiz coming on with a man on first base with one out. Bottom of the 7th. Blue Jays on top 6-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. As the sound system plays Hit the Road Jack, that's probably what Marauders are thinking as Luis Torres comes out of the ball game. Torres was excellent. 7 strikeouts and 4 1/3 innings. Retired all but one batter he faced, and now he gives way for Julio Ortiz, who comes on with Emmanuel Torero on first base. Blue Jays on top 6-3 in the bottom of the 7th. Ortiz, the hard-throwing righty, deals the first pitch to Javier Rivas. Called strike, and it's 0-1. Ortiz with a 6.75 ERA in 6 appearances, 8 innings. He's allowed 6 earned runs. Some good, some bad for Julio. 0-1. Rivas late on a fastball, fouls it off on the first base side. It's 0-2. So Ortiz was really making a strong impression for the Blue Jays. Opened up his single-A tenure with 5 1/3 scoreless innings. 0-2 on the way. Misses in the dirt. Duran smothers it and keeps Torero at first base. But then, for Ortiz, disaster struck. That was on Sunday. Inning that I'm sure Julio and the rest of the Blue Jays would rather forget. Ortiz recorded 2 outs, but then with 2 outs, allowed 6 runs, 5 earned, 4 walks. No hits in the inning. 1-2 offer. Rivas takes a change up way out in front of the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. But honestly, that volatility, that's just how things are at this level. Some days are really good. A guy like Ortiz can look like a big leaguer with a fastball up to 98. Other days, not so much. 2-2. Rivas swings and fouls it back over the press box. Out of play. Heater at 98 there. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ortiz looks in for the sign. He's got it from Duran. The pause, the pitch. Runner goes, and the pitch is grounded down to third. Keys knocks it down, but it scoots away from him. It bounced off his chest to the shortstop, Freethy, and everybody's safe. That will be an error. So 2 infield miscues for the Jays in the inning. First on Manny Beltre on that play that was ruled a single for Torero. And Beltre bobbled. And then that one just bounced right off of Sean Keyes. So the tying run comes to the plate here in the form of Braylon Bishop. Left Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, power on power. First pitch. Bishop lifts it high in the air to left. This will stay in. Micheletti towards the line. He's camped and makes the catch. So Bishop set down on one pitch. Much needed first out for Ortiz, and it's the second out of the inning. Brings up Deuce Gorson. Gorson 0 for 2, walked his first time in the first. 6-3, advantage Jays, bottom seven. The set and the first pitch. Rolled sharply, down to first. Tibbetts backhands and takes it himself to the base. Looked like he was going to flip to Ortiz for a moment, but he took it himself. And Ortiz escapes the jam. Marauders leave two. Blue Jays still lead 6-3. We go to the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It's the Jays leading 6-3 over Bradenton onto the eighth, and Hunter Furtado, left-hander, is on for the Marauders. We'll face Manny Beltre, Jaden Rudd, and Brock Tibbetts here in the eighth. First pitch to Manny, called strike on a fastball, 92, top half of the zone, and it's 0-1. Furtado just activated off the development list earlier today, has a 6.13 ERA, 0-1. Beltre smashes it the opposite way into right for a base hit. Grounded right through the four hole. Blue Jays have the leadoff man on in the eighth. Nice piece of hitting from Manny. Here's Rudd. Furtado has thrown 39 and two-thirds innings all out of the bullpen. He's walked more batters than he's struck out. Two big numbers, by the way. First pitch to Rudd, low and in. It's 1-0. Furtado has walked 40 and struck out 34. So tried to rework things on the development list, and here he is again, 1-0. Rudd checks his swing but takes a called strike on a slider, bottom of the zone, 1-1. Blue Jays 6, Bradenton 3 in the top of the 8th. Throw over to first is wide, but the first baseman Berg with a reaching grab to keep it on the infield. Manny's safe at first. Wind still whipping the flags out in center field, blowing in. Lefty on lefty here. 1-1 to Rudd. A slider misses low. Two balls and one strike. Furtado, one of the more unique names you'll hear. F
Furtado. Furtado. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Challenged him on the high fastball. Rudd came up empty. 2-2. Furtado, a sixth-round draft pick out of Alabama. Last year's draft. Native of Florida. Rudd adjusts his helmet, settles into his stance. 2-2 offer from Furtado. After a long pause, he kicks and throws over to first. Manny back in without a slide. Beltre is a threat to steal. He's got 18 swiped bags. Furtado unloads, and Rudd swings and misses. Another high fastball. Back pick down to first is just late. Manny got back in there. Bang, bang play. Blas has already back picked one guy tonight. That was Edward Duran back in the third. So Rudd is out number one, goes down swinging. Here's Brock Tibbetts. The Blue Jays try to add on to a 6-3 lead in the eighth. First pitch. Tibbetts takes low on a slider. 1-0. Tibbetts with a two-hit night. Single in the fifth, double in the sixth, two runs scored. He waits on the 1-0. Long pause again. The pitch is in there for a called strike. Fastball at the top of the zone. 1-1. Good chunk of the Friday night crowd has stuck around at this 101-year-old ballpark. 1-1. Tibbetts swings and fouls it back. 1-2. When you walk in here, you can feel the history. You see the historic look. Old-fashioned grandstands, covered grandstands. But it feels rejuvenated and renovated. They do a nice job keeping this ballpark up. And that's a lot of credit to the Pirates and, of course, also the folks up here in Bradenton. 1-2. Misses upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. So much baseball history at this ballpark. We mentioned earlier, so seven major league teams have played spring training here, including the St. Louis Cardinals, twice. Once in the early 1900s. 2-2. Tibbetts takes low and in. Another throw down to first is airmailed. Over Berg, down the line and right. Beltre dashes to second. He stops there. So the Blue Jays now with a run of insurance out there for Tibbetts. Blas getting a little overzealous on those pickoff attempts, trying to control Beltre. And ultimately it backfires. So it's full on Tibbetts, 3-2. Furtado shakes off Blas. Now sees what he wants. And uncorks the payoff pitch. And misses way out in front of the plate. That's ball four. Tibbetts works a one-out walk. Runners on first and second for J.R. Freethy. Here comes the pitching coach, Matt Ford. It's the Blue Jays 6, Bradenton 3, top of the 8th inning. So on those Cardinals teams, they had two stints here in Bradenton for spring training, back when it was called City Park at the time. And the second stint with those Cardinals teams was particularly notable because it said that Bradenton may have played a part in an iconic nickname for those Cardinals teams, those Gas House Gang teams. So the most often told story and how those Cardinals teams got their nickname was just because was really a ragtag, scrappy, some might even say smelly bunch. But they won ball games. Meeting is over. First pitch to J.R. Freedy. It's a called strike. It's 0-1. But the second story for how those Cardinals teams got that Gas House Gang nicknames went like this. So on that team was Dizzy Dean, future Hall of Famer. And by accounts, a real character. 0-1, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 on Freedy. But Dean loved Bradenton. He loved the town so much, he bought a gas station down the road from the ballpark and hung out there when the team wasn't playing in the spring. 0-2, swinging a foul back. We'll have a do-over. And so hence the nickname, the Gas House Gang. Just hanging out at the gas station in Bradenton. And 2 on Freethy. Furtado sets and goes. And a swing and a foul back. Freethy stays alive. Reading up on the history of Cardinals spring training here and also the Gas House Gang Wikipedia page. Dean would spend some extra time down here. 0-2 misses in the dirt and kicks away from Plaz. First base side trickling towards the dugout. Beltre moves to third, and Tibbetts is up to second base. So two runners in scoring position now. A single could grow this Blue Jays lead by two. 6-3 as it stands right now in the top of the eighth. Infield comes in before the 1-2 to Freedy. So Dean loved Bradenton so much, he would come down here early, but the Cardinals would send a sports writer after him. 1-2 inside, two balls, two strikes. Just to keep an eye on him, keep him out of trouble. St. Louis Cardinals, big part of the baseball history in Bradenton. 2-2 to Freedy, way outside on a slider. That pitch didn't slide. It's full now, 3-2. Furtado kicks and delivers, and Freedy fouls it off. Tapped in front of the third base dugout. We'll do it again. Freedy with a walk, a hit by pitch, and a strikeout tonight. Makes him 0-1. Another 3-2 is swung on and missed. That time the slider got him. Second strikeout of the inning for Furtado. Two down, and it's up to Nick Mitchell here in the eighth. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Infield back to normal depth with two outs. Beltre still on third. Tibbetts out on second. First pitch to Mitchell. Fastball just off the outside edge. It's 1-0. Mitchell 0-3. Picked up a sack fly his last time. Controversial one at that. 1-0. Down and outside. Two balls, no strikes. It was a nice diving catch from Braylon Bishop out and left. After he made the catch, Tibbetts tagged up from third and scored. Bradenton appealed. Chad Lagana, the home plate umpire, ruled that Tibbetts left early, but Caden Titchener, the field umpire, said he was fine. 2-0 is low. Three balls, no strikes on Mitchell. So the umpires got together. Titchener won that discussion. And then Jim Horner, Bradenton's manager, got ejected, arguing. 3-0. Mitchell takes all the way and watches ball four up and outside. Loads the bases for Eddie Micheletti. And it looks like that's going to be all for Furtado. Marauders are going to go back to the bullpen as Steph Lombardo, one of the development coaches, and now the acting manager for Bradenton, will come out and take the baseball from Furtado. So a new hurler coming on. It's the southpaw for the Marauders, and we'll have the details on him when we come back. Blue Jays lead 6-3, threatening for more. Bases juiced on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in the eighth.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Bradenton goes from one lefty to another. They take the baseball from Hunter Furtado and hand it to Magdiel Cotto. Cotto, the big and burly southpaw, threw two nights ago. That was on Wednesday. And so now he's back with the bases loaded. Blue Jays on top, 6-3, top of the eighth. Two outs. Eddie Micheletti at the plate. Lefty on lefty. First pitch from Cotto on the way. Misses up, ball one. Cotto is... been Bradenton's most effective reliever this season. 2.70 ERA in 30 appearances. 46 and two-thirds innings. He throws, and Micheletti swings through a fastball. One ball, one strike. Cotto has limited opponents to a 168 batting average, so he's been good. Type of guy you want in this spot. 1-1 to Micheletti. It's flied into right. Routine for Torero. He comes in, still racing, and he makes the catch. Had to turn on the jets to get there, and that ends the inning. Blue Jays leave the bases loaded for the second time tonight, but their lead is still 6-3, going to the bottom of the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays 6, Marauders 3. As we go to the home half of the eighth inning, Julio Ortiz back out for the Jays. First pitch to Yordani De Los Santos, taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Ortiz finished last inning for Luis Torres, who is the story on the pitching side of things tonight for the Jays. Boy, was he good. 0-1. De Los Santos takes a 96-mile-an-hour fastball low and away. 1-1. Let's get to the final line on Torres. Currently in line for a hard-earned win. Torres threw 4 1/3 innings. Only allowed one hit. 1-1. Downstairs, 2-1. That was his only base runner. He didn't allow a run or a walk while striking out 7. Retired 13 of the 14 batters he faced. Two-one is fouled off. First base side. So it's 2-2. De Los Santos is 1-3 with a double in the first inning and then strikeouts in each of his last two plate appearances. 2-2 serve. Breaking ball is a ball inside. Looks pretty good from here on a cutter. What do we know? It's full now. Ortiz working from the stretch. Sets and chucks. De Los Santos taps it shortstop. Freethy fields on a short hop. Sidearms to first in time. Tell you what, J.R. Freethy is just silky smooth at shortstop. Looks so comfortable making that play. Here's Ethan Leger. So far his pro debut, hitless. 0-3. His Bradenton squad trails the Jays. 6-3, bottom eight, first pitch. Leger swings at it and fouls it off. First base dugout. It's 0-1. Leger bounced around a little bit in his collegiate career. Started off at Nichols State. And then COVID hit, 2020 season. Then he transferred. 0-1. Leger takes a called strike on a fastball. Quickly 0-2. Then Leger went the JUCO route. Delgado Community College in New Orleans. And he played there with a name you might remember from last week, Braden Joubert. Currently playing for Palm Beach. 0-2. Fastball just low. Blue Jays challenge the call, and the call is overturned. Strike three. Berg stands frozen in the right-handed batter's box, shaking his head. Maybe thinking, darn you, newfangled technology. Out number two in the eighth. They don't have that in college. Two down for Oxiel Plaz, first pitch. Down and away, ball one. In all seriousness, though, that challenge system has really gotten good reviews. I think really what needs refining is that ABS strike zone. 1-0. Plaz pops it up, first base side. It's out of play. 1-1. 6-3 Jays, bottom eight. But for a computerized strike zone, for something that has automatic in the abbreviation, it's pretty inconsistent. 1-1, low and inside, 2-1. So I'm sure MLB wants to refine that before taking it up to the major league game. 2-1 pitch. Plaz takes outside. Fastball makes it 3-1. Ortiz from the first base side deals home, and Plaz swings and fouls it back. Just nicked a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. It's full, 3-2. Plaz takes the handle of the bat and whacks himself on the helmet before climbing back in. Might be feeling tired this time of night. Payoff pitch. Plaz cuts and misses. Strike three. Ortiz with back-to-back strikeouts to cap off a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Looks like Ortiz has his A-plus stuff tonight. We move to the ninth. Still, Blue Jays 6. Marauders 3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays on the hunt for a little bit more insurance. 6-3 in the top of the ninth inning over Bradenton in Bradenton. Magdiel Cotto back out. His first pitch to Edward Duran is lined into left center field. Yep, down for a hit. Bishop cuts it off before it rolls into the alleyway. And Duran will settle for his second single of the ball game. He's 3-for-5. Good to see. Sean Keyes. Keyes has reached twice tonight. Walk in the first and a 2-RBI game-tying double in the fifth. That knotted this game at 3. First pitch. Keyes takes low and away. Shakes his head as had a sinker. It's 1-0. Blue Jays scored 5 times in that fifth inning. And then 1 run in the sixth. 6 unanswered for a 6-3 lead. 1-0. Down and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Going back to Duran, he had been slumping coming into this game after really playing some good ball over in Daytona. 2-0. Keyes takes a called strike. It's 2-1. Duran was hitless across his last 5 games coming in. Snapped an 0-for-17 with his first inning single. 2-1 pitch. Keyes takes a called strike. Fastball on the outside edge. 2 balls, 2 strikes. But Duran has seemingly stepped up his game as the Blue Jays have added 2 other catchers to the roster. 2-2. Inside, runs it full. 3-2. We haven't had a chance to talk to him about that, as it's really an awkward thing, but a truth in minor league baseball. You're competing with the opposition, but also your own teammates. Duran takes off as the payoff pitch misses low. No throw, no stolen base for Edward. He advances to second on the walk, and Keyes is aboard. 2 on, no out for Joan Helaponte in the ninth. Blue Jays trying to tack on to a 6-3 lead in the ninth. Ponte homered back in the fifth. A 2-run shot, struck out in the seventh. First pitch. Change up misses outside. It's 1-0. So on Duran. I'm sure that competition with Aaron Parker and Brock Tibbetts, two catchers who have played a fair amount, now splitting time with Edward. 1-0. Downstairs, 2 balls, no strikes. I'm sure that competition has sharpened him up a little bit. There was an interesting piece in The Athletic the other day about the Baltimore Orioles farm system. They've produced so many good players. 2-0. Ponte chops it down to third. Could be 2. Lejay gloves it. Steps on third for 1. Throw to first is dropped by Berg. Ponte safe.
Sean Keyes up to second base. Duran is the first out of the inning for out number one on the fielder's choice. And that is likely going to be an error on Berg at first. E3. So runners on first and second with one down for Mandy Beltre. Right-handed batter, left-handed tosser. First pitch. Popped up behind home plate, over our heads, out of play. 6-3 Blue Jays, top nine. So on that article in The Athletic, it really dove deep into the Orioles system. Think about all the young players that are now playing a huge role that were homegrown by Baltimore. 0-1. Manny crushes it. Deep right center. Patrick moves back. He's got room and makes the catch. He spins and throws it back into the infield. Keyes holds up at second base. His throw trickles by second right to the pitcher, Magdiel Cotto. So Beltre retired for out number two. Here's Jaden Rudd. Men on first and second for him. The article on Baltimore's player development system addressed the question, what makes Baltimore so effective at developing players? And they looked at a few different theories regarding metrics and, you know, launch angle and bat angle and all that stuff that's way over my head. First pitch to Rudd. Called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. But what it seemed to boil down to is the Orioles make everything a competition. Drills, batting practice, fielding, hitting, all that. 0-1. Rudd slaps it out of play. Third base side, into the bleachers. It's 0-2. But because of that competition, the Orioles believe that their players make each other better on a daily basis. So that was a really interesting read. 0-2 from Cotto. Rudd pops it foul behind home plate. We'll do it again. Phrase is so often said, iron sharpens iron, right? So Baltimore took that phrase to heart and built competition throughout their player development system. 0-2. Rudd lays off a sinker down and outside. One ball, two strikes. Every franchise has different theories on how to approach things, but one thing's for sure, whatever Baltimore's doing has worked. 1-2. Rudd pops it up into left. Bishop moves back in front of the track, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Blue Jays don't score. They leave two. They'll try and preserve a 6-3 lead in the bottom of the ninth. Last chance for the Marauders. Coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Julio Ortiz is back out to try and slam the door on this ball game. Blue Jays on top 6-3 over Bradenton. It'll be Andrew Patrick, Emmanuel Torero, and Derek Berg on the bottom of the ninth for the Marauders. Starting with Patrick, who's 0-2 with a walk. First pitch from Ortiz. Swing and a miss on a fastball. 95, and it's 0-1. And that fastball is good from Ortiz. It does not get old. So much fun to watch. 0-1. Patrick lines it shallow center, down for a hit. Leadoff knock for Patrick. Starts the bottom of the ninth inning. And that's his first pro hit. Blue Jays trying to get Ortiz's attention to throw the baseball back to the dugout. Now he does. So here's Emmanuel Torero. 1-3. Singled his last time in the seventh. Blue Jays lead 6-3 in the ninth. First pitch. Torero leans out of the way. Fastball at 96 upstairs. 1-0. Blue Jays three outs away from clinching a series victory, winning four straight. 1-0. Fastball called strike at the knees. It's 1-1. And if the Blue Jays do hang on, it would mark the first time this season the Marauders have lost four in a row at home. They were great at home in the first half. 1-1. Torero bounces it foul, first base side. It's 1-2. Here in the second half, not so much. Hit the skids on what was once a blistering pace here at Lee Comp Park. Ortiz out ahead, 1-2. He deals. And Torero fouls it hard off his ankle. He's down in a heap in the left-handed batter's box. Hanging onto his ankle, and here comes the trainer. I got Torero maybe closer to the shin. Alexa DeHassler, the trainer, out to look at him. Third base coach, Gustavo Omana, out as well. And Torero is still down on the dirt. Sits up a little bit. And it looks like somebody down in the Bradenton dugout is putting on some batting gloves and grabbing a bat. So it's going to be a pinch hitter, it looks like. And it's Shalene Polanco, who has the night off tonight. So Polanco has entered the on-deck circle to start taking some swings as Torero finally climbs to his feet. And trying to decide whether or not he wants to stay in this game. Starting to walk it off down the first base line very gingerly. And sometimes with those injuries, it just takes a few minutes. Torero's going to start jogging now. Halfway down to first. Now wipes some sweat off his face. Brushing the dirt off. And he is going to stay in. All right. So Shalene will head back into the dugout and set the bat down. And I'm sure he'll continue to enjoy his night off. So the count is 1-2 on Torero. The score, 6-3 Blue Jays, bottom nine. Andrew Patrick on first base. Ortiz will get a warm-up toss after a pretty lengthy injury delay. That results in no substitution. Ortiz with a second warm-up throw. And now he's good to go. So we'll resume. 1-2 count on Torero. No outs in the bottom of the ninth. Not the first lengthy delay we've had tonight, but hopefully the last. The 1-2 pitch from Ortiz. Swing and a miss, strike three. Climbed the ladder on the fastball, 97. Lights up on the radar gun. Out number one. Here's Derek Berg. Third strikeout for Ortiz. Berg into the box 0 for 3 with three punch outs himself. Righty on righty. First pitch. Is a called strike on a cutter on the outside edge. 0-1. Double play ball could end this game. Ortiz looks over it first. Sets and throws. And Berg pops it up on the infield behind home plate. Duran dances backward onto the track. Makes the catch. And with that, Bradenton is down to its final out, represented by Javier Rivas. Blue Jays 6, Bradenton 3. Last of the ninth. Patrick still on first after a leadoff single. Rivas digs in with one hit on his line, 1 for 3. Righty on righty, first offer. And a slider almost caught the corner, but it's ball one. Just outside. Ortiz again checks on Patrick. Sets at the chest. The pitch. Big swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays an out away from their fourth straight win. Be their first four-game win streak since June 30th through July 3rd. A lot has happened between then and now. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. As it sounds like a motorcycle engine backfires moving down 9th Street. One and two. Ortiz rears back and throws. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ball game over. It's four in a row for the Blue Jays. Julio Ortiz collects the save. The Blue Jays score 6 unanswered runs after falling behind 3-0 in the early going of this ball game. Blue Jays climbed to 23-21 in the second half, and this new-look team continues to get the job done. They clinch a series win on the road in Bradenton. Back with the totals after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand-new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles. Fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back inside Lecom Park to put the finishing touches on a fourth consecutive Blue Jays win. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. They score 6 runs on 8 hits, commit 2 errors, and leave 10 men on base. They leave the bases loaded twice, but in the end, it was enough to get the job done. Bradenton scores 3 runs on 5 hits. They also commit 2 errors and leave 5 men on base. The Blue Jays bullpen was outstanding tonight. Luis Torres gets the win, his first here in single A. Torres went 4 1/3 innings, only allowed one runner to reach base, striking out 7. He set down 13 of the 14 batters he faced. Excellent work from Torres. He gets the win. Julio Ortiz earns his second save of the year. 2 2/3 shutout innings, 1 hit, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. Nice bounce back from Ortiz after that nightmarish outing on Sunday. The loss goes to Noah Tekes, who went 2 1/3 innings. In those innings, he allowed 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 were earned. He walked 1 and struck out 2. Tekes is 1-2. This ball game was played in 2 hours and 57 minutes. Wasn't quite snappy, but the Blue Jays will certainly take it in front of a crowd of 1,271 tonight at Lecom Park. With the victory, the Blue Jays are 23-21 in the second half of the season. They improved to 57-53 overall. Those wins are starting to pile up. For the Marauders, they drop to 46-66. They are 17-29 in the second half of the season. So that wraps it up here tonight from Lecom Park. Let's look elsewhere on the out-of-town scoreboard before we say so long. Starting with a look at the Florida State League. Did the Blue Jays gain a game on first place Fort Myers? The answer is no, they won't. Barring a comeback of epic proportions, the Mighty Muscles lead second place Lakeland 12-2. They're thumping them. Lakeland with just 1 hit on the night. Fort Myers out hitting the Flying Tigers by 10. They're in the bottom of the eighth in Fort Myers. And the Mighty Muscles are a few outs away from winning the first 4 games this week down there. They're going to the bottom of the 10th in Clearwater. 3-3 between Tampa and the Threshers, as Tampa has won the first 3 games of the week over there in Clearwater. We cry no tears for the Threshers. Final score from down in Palm Beach, Jupiter 4, Palm Beach 2. Jupiter wins its first game of the week over there, and Daytona takes down St. Lucie 6-1 in Daytona. That's all for the Florida State League. How about the Toronto Blue Jays organization? We start with AA New Hampshire on the road at Reading. Knotted up at 6 in the top of the 8th inning. Good one up in AA. Vancouver and Spokane about to get underway. Kendry Rojas, the lefty, going for the C's. He's got a 2.51 ERA in his time with Vancouver this season. AAA Buffalo lost 3-2 to Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Another close one on the road for the Bisons. As for the big league club today, on the road at Wrigley Field, Friday afternoon baseball at the friendly confines, nothing quite like it. However, today it wasn't so kind to the visitors. 6-5. Cubs win over the Jays as Blue Jays put up a good fight. They scored 3 runs in the top of the ninth inning. Send the game to extras, but then Seiya Suzuki walked it off for the Cubs in the 10th after Toronto went scoreless in the top half. So the big league club falls, but back down here in Florida, things are going pretty swimmingly for the Baby Birds. 6-3 the final score tonight at Lee Comp Park. Looking ahead to tomorrow and the pitching matchup, we don't quite know what the pitching matchup will be yet for the Blue Jays. Their starter to be announced for tomorrow. It'll be Connor Whitgriff going for the Marauders. Whitgriff made his pro debut earlier this week out of the bullpen, so if I had to guess, it might be a bullpen day for both teams tomorrow. I guess we'll find out. Tune in to find out. 6:30 first pitch with the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show starting at 6:15. Same time, same place. That'll do it for our coverage tonight from down south in Bradenton. For everybody up north at TD Ballpark, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Friday night. And we hope you enjoyed the broadcast as much as you did the result. One more time, the final score. It's the Jays 6, the Marauders 3. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. We'll talk again tomorrow night. So long, everybody.